everyone. I'm Kylan, and this is QU, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. We are in Studio Q at North Campus today, November 11th. So today we are talking about a movie review that we recently wrote, and we're just going to talk about our movies, have a little discussion. Katie?
Hi, I'm Katie, and the movie I chose to do was Regretting You, which is a new movie based on a Colleen Hoover book that just came out in theaters.
Hi, I'm Emma, and my movie review was on the new movie Weapons, which came out in theaters not too long ago.
Hi, my name's Tristan. I chose a little bit of an older movie. It was actually a movie that I was named after. It's Legend of the Falls, which is starring Brad Pitt, and it came out in 1994.
I chose an older movie as well. I chose the 2005 version of Pride and Prejudice. 2005 isn't that long ago, but the story itself is pretty old. So we're going to talk about what the movie review was.
All right, I'll go first. So basically, I chose this movie because I had read the book and I actually really enjoyed the book. And so going into this movie, I kind of had high expectations. Unfortunately, I do not think those were met after watching the movie. I think it was entertaining, and it was a movie where if you're looking for a romantic drama but doesn't have much depth, then this is probably the movie for you. But I do think it was supposed to be a heartfelt and kind of an emotional movie, and it just didn't really hit the mark for me. So personally, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it, but if you have read the book, I would suggest watching the movie just to gather your own thoughts and opinions on it.
Well, Katie, that kind of makes me sad because I wanted to watch that movie, but after hearing that, I don't know if it's worth my time, though I have read the book and I like the book. My movie called Weapons was kind of about 17 children who went missing. These were young children, third grade, and only one child was left in the class. All the rest of them just got up and left their house in the middle of the night, 217 in particular. So the movie just unravels, and where did these kids go? I don't know. I'm not going to spoil it, but it's a really interesting movie, and you can go into depth with it. There's some underlying themes in the movie, some little Easter eggs, and why did this happen? Things like that. Again, I'm not going to spoil anything for you. I really enjoyed the movie. Just because of the comedy, I thought it was actually pretty funny for a horror mystery movie. But yeah, so I would recommend.
That's great. Actually, I have never heard of any of the other movies except for my own. And so I love movies, so I need to do better on my movies. I'm not a horror guy or anything like that, but I will check into some of these movies because I love movies. And so I promise I'll check into some of them. Most people haven't heard of my movie because it is a little bit of an older movie. I obviously chose it because I had the background of me being named after it, and it's an older movie, and it's a Western, kind of. So my movie's about a colonel that escaped out past the mountains, so to speak, in the middle of Montana, and he has three sons, and it's basically just him, his three sons, and a couple of Indians that he helped during the wars when he was a colonel in the United States Army. And there's a lot of love and romance and drama into it, but it also has this Western feel, which is great, and it has this historical feel with World War I, and there's a war in the movie, and there's death, and there's loss. And it's very crazy. There's girl problems, all this. There's everything in it. But it was super cool looking into the movie and doing the movie review because there was things that I didn't know. Like, they won an Oscar for cinematography, which was super cool. And I had no idea until I started doing more and more research. Like, obviously, I knew the movie. I could quote a bunch of different clips and things that the actors would say. And obviously, it's very big because Brad Pitt, who won... I can't believe I say this. He won Sexiest Man Alive in 1995, partly due to this movie. And then Anthony Hopkins is in the movie, who's also a well-known actor, who plays the Colonel. So it was very interesting doing a deep dive into the movie, even though I've seen it so many times, but being able to look at it from a different perspective, it was very fun to write about. And it was a new interesting thing I could maybe do with the other movies.
For sure. I have never seen that movie. I've never even heard of it. So
it is a little older, yeah.
Yeah, so it may be on my watch list. I don't know if it's my vibe, though, but I appreciate it.
Okay.
Anyways, but Pride and Prejudice, it's a story that a lot of people know about, but also a lot of people don't know about, just because it is older and it doesn't necessarily spark people's interests if it's an older story sometimes. But it is on the romance end, but it does have, like, a lot of tones of, like, comedy and kind of familiarity, just due to the fact that, like, the Bennett family is a large family. But the story kind of follows Elizabeth Bennett and her siblings and her parents, as well as the love interest, which is Mr. Darcy. But I would say that something I wrote about in my movie review is it's kind of like the star in a way, or like the, I guess you could say, I don't know. It's just like talks about like a slow burn kind of romance, which some people are really into, but then also some people really hate that because they just want to get it done and over with. But it's definitely a story that has stood the test of time because it's from the 1800s. So I feel that it's a really good movie and it's a very good story, but obviously not everyone's cup of tea if they're not into romance. But overall, would we watch each other's movies? Yes, no?
I'd check them out for sure. I'd look into them. I'm not a big scary movie guy. I'm not scared of scary movies, I promise. It's just I don't find the point, but maybe I'm missing out.
That's okay. I only go to scary movies with my friends, so I'm not alone.
Yeah, see, there we go.
Katie?
Yeah, horror's not really my thing, but the way you described it, I think I would like it more than other scary movies because I feel like it has different types of comedy and stuff that you mentioned. And then with Tristan's movie, I'm into the romance, so if there's some of that, I might give it a try. Yeah,
it's not The Notebook, but it's close. It's all right.
Yeah, I would agree. And I have seen Pride and Prejudice before. That is a good movie, and I would watch it again.
There's two movies, you said, of Pride and Prejudice?
There's a lot of adaptations. Oh, yeah, there's one from the 90s that some people favor over the 2005 version.
Okay.
But that's a show. It's through, like, BBC. So it's some people's vibe, some people's not. Gotcha. I don't know.
I'll choose the 05 because you suggested it. And I was born in 05, version. So double the luck. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Dare I say Pride and Prejudice is one of the best rom-coms. What is your take on that? Not even a rom-com, just a romance.
Well, I'm definitely biased because Pride and Prejudice, the 2005 version, is my favorite movie of all time. But I don't know. Like, I would definitely agree that it's probably the best, but I also think it's the best in the sense that it's probably one of the most classic versions.
Would you consider it a rom-com?
No, I just think there are funny characters. Like, there's a character named Mr. Collins,
mm-hmm.
who's kind of easy to make fun of in a way, so he's gotcha. Kind of provides the comedy aspect of it, but I just think the movie feels very natural, so that's why it comes off as funny in a way.
Gotcha. I actually enjoy rom-coms. Most guys don't, but they're
rom-coms
actually
are good.
They're pretty good.
They are very good.
Yeah,
I chose that. Okay, well, I think we should wrap up the conversation now, but I think that we can take a lot from each other's movies, and I think that we all probably have movies on our watch list now. So thank you to my guests, Tristan, Emma, and Katie. Thanks for listening to QU. And this has been a production of the QU Media Podcast Network.